You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Even if you've never heard of Full Belly Farm, chances are you've eaten their food before. Nestled in the Quépe Valley, they work year-round to supply produce to restaurants like Chez Panisse in Berkeley, to farmers markets, and food co-ops here locally in Sacramento and Davis. Using organic practices nearly since its opening over 40 years ago, Full Belly's reputation for quality food has earned them a place on dinner tables across Northern California. In 2011, they built the Full Belly Farm Kitchen to showcase their produce and put the table in farm-to-table cooking. They've also become a destination for agro-tourism in the region, each year welcoming thousands of visitors to farm tours, school visits, dinners, pizza nights, and weddings. So to help tell the story of the farm's long history and share some of the kitchen's best recipes, there is a new book, Full Belly Farm and Kitchen, Stories and Recipes from a Family Farm. Ammon and Jenna Muller are two of the owners of Full Belly and the married couple behind this new book, and they join us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. What a treat. Well, Ammon, I read in the intro that you were just 6 months old when your parents bought the dairy farm in 1984. It would eventually become Full Belly Farm. So you've been there from its inception, from the very beginning. Tell us more about the history of Full Belly.
Yeah, my parents were students at that UC Davis. My dad grew up in Woodland, and they were looking for a piece of land, and they found a beautiful spot nestled on Cache Creek up in the Quépe Valley, and started growing vegetables for a few farmers markets and a few restaurants like Chez Panisse. And kind of as the organic industry has kind of grown, so has the farm. We farm now about 450 acres of a very diverse mix of vegetables and livestock and nuts and tree fruit. So we have quite a wide array of things. I left for a while for college and came back and didn't really know how I was going to fit into the farm, and kind of created the farm kitchen with my wife Jenna. We decided to really try a different approach to how we present our produce and how we interact with the public. And so we felt like it was something that was needed at the farm, and we really enjoy having it now. And so, yeah, our book is kind of a compilation of really interesting stories about the farm, but also a lot of our recipes that we use at the farm as well.
Where did Full Belly come from? I mean, I love the name.
This is such a great story. So actually, when Drew and Paul initially visited the farm that would become theirs, Drew was 8 months pregnant at the time. And so they were there with a friend who kind of jokingly said, oh, if you buy this farm, you should call it Full Belly, as a reference to fertility and new life and growth. And so that's where the name comes from. Yeah. It's not just about, you know, eating too much food.
Yeah. Sure, a little bit of that, too.
Yeah. Some of that.
Especially when it tastes so good. You know, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you went away to college, you came back to work on the farm. And when talking about the history, you know, been growing organic since nearly its inception. I mean, organic is now such a commonplace, like, term when you go to the grocery store. Back then, what was it like to go organic, like 40 years ago?
You know, my dad has quite a few brothers, and they all are farmers as well. And they thought he was a little nuts. They thought it was kind of a break from traditional norms. Not many people were doing this. It was very fringe. But they saw it not just as a fringe movement, but as a way of raising a family on a place that was, you know, a beautiful and a comfortable place to live, but also about, you know, building soil, building community, and growing, you know, incredible crops that people really enjoy eating. I think that high quality produce really is, I think, what drove my parents to organic, is they felt like you could grow really amazing produce without, you know, the use of harmful pesticides or chemicals. So,
and you also worked at several restaurants, correct?
Yeah, just for a short time. I moved to the city for a little bit and really wanted to try my hand. I wasn't sold on the being a farmer at that point. I wanted to try something else just to see if I liked it. And I what I ended up liking is the combination of being on the farm. That's what I do about 60 or 70% of my time is actually I work at the farm. But I love creating amazing dishes with our produce. And so that really kind of has driven us to a whole nother avenue and a whole nother part of the business at Full Belly Farm. So,
and Jenna, you were a lawyer or are a lawyer and now a farmer. What led to this transition? I mean, you were working in San Francisco to move to the Capay Valley and really do like a hard left to what you want to do professionally.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think I want to claim the title of farmer. My green thumb is not up to par for sure, but I do come in handy, you know, on the business side of things more. And so, and farms need that too. I think, you know, a lot of people get into farming because they like to grow things, and it's also nice to have those folks around who are good at numbers and managing people and all of those other tools that you need in your toolkit when you're trying to run a business. So back in, you know, 2008 or 2009 when we met, I was working in San Francisco at a large law firm, and I had a friend who was an intern at the farm who I grew up with in New Mexico, and she was like, oh, you should come out. You know, it's so beautiful, only 2 hours from the city. So I started visiting the farm actually before he and I met. I had gone several times. And I was like, oh, I love this place, and my BlackBerry doesn't work out here, so I'm not getting, like, pinged in the middle of the night for, you know, kind of ridiculous things. And then one day in February, Ammon kind of, like, comes walking out of the mist, like, carrying, like, a baby lamb, and, like, the flowers are blooming. And I was like, oh, here's how I can, like, stay here forever.
You're like
in this beautiful place. Yeah.
Painting like a romantic comedy or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just a full-on romance, which, I mean, and that's what happened. And the two of you are now married. I mean, in the intro, I mean, it really covers a lot of what Full Belly Farm does. I mean, from agrotourism to, like, weddings to farm-to-table cooking. I mean, it does so much more than being a farm. What is like the fuel or like the inspiration behind this evolution? Because it's blossomed to do so much more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to give credit to our business partners, Ammon's parents and Andrew Braid and Judith Redmond. I think they're really open to creative ideas. I mean, like you said, you know, what they were doing was kind of fringe in the beginning. And they've been really generous with allowing all of the second generation folks who have come in to really pursue their own passions. And I think that's what makes the farm sustainable, right? Is when you can come in and add something new and layer it on. And it adds another layer of sustainability, which is kind of one of our founding principles. It's just another way to make a life in a place.
Yeah. Yeah, Ammon, what does it mean to you? I mean, you're a farmer to share it with others in this way. I mean, not just sending it off to a farmer's market or a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the heart of what we do at the farm is farming. And a lot of the other pieces of what we do at the farm, like the events or the value-added products, or even this cookbook, really stem from that, you know, joy of growing a great produce. And even, you know, we have other businesses like flowers on the farm, other parts of the farm that really, you know, have been driven by this desire to, create wholesome products, you know, growing them in the soil. So I think that's where I found that love, I think, after working at the farm for a few years. I realized that I'm quite passionate about that. And this is just another way to market those things in a different way than just selling them at the farmer's market. So,
you're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Ammon and Jenna Muller, two of the owners of Full Belly Farm in the Capay Valley and authors of the new book, Full Belly Farm and Kitchen, Stories and Recipes from a Family Farm. So what sparked this book?
You want to take it?
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so my sister-in-law wrote a beautiful book called Designing with Dried Flowers. And as part of one of her photo shoots, her book agent and photographer were out at one of our farm dinners. And our book agent, Leslie, she was like, well, why haven't you guys written a cookbook? Like, why haven't you written a book? Like, this is crazy. It already should be out. And we had always thought about it. It was always in the back of our mind, something that we wanted to do. But, you know, we're busy, like, building our business and just trying to get through the day and raise our small children. And so it just never felt attainable. And she was kind of like, no, we can do this. And we're going to break it up into these little chunks. And so we kind of, like, looked at each other and we were like, huh, okay, like, maybe we should just give it a go. And, yeah, so it's been about a 2.5-year process from start to having a book in our hands. And, you know, people always, when they come to our farm dinners, or they're always like, where's the cookbook? When's it coming out? And so now it's kind of fun to be able to say we did it. Yeah.
And it's not just a cookbook, right? Yeah. I mean, you also share a lot of personal stories as well.
Yeah. We wanted it to have kind of a memoir kind of feel as well. So sort of farm memoir and cookbook. And also I think the essays and the stories just ground it in a place. And that was really important to us as well. And something that I think our photographer did a great job also, just giving that sense of here's what this place feels like, even when it's, you know, really hot, or you know, here's what the family feels like. So we wanted that to kind of come across as well.
Do either of you or both of you have a favorite recipe?
Yeah. I mean, I love the eggplant, the roasted eggplant with this tahini yogurt dressing.
Oh,
that's my favorite.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's always a hard sell, but then when people try it, they're like, oh my gosh, never liked eggplant, and now I love it. So it's kind of fun.
It's a very seasonal book, and so I have a really hard time capturing one recipe. Right now, I think the roasted asparagus with the poached egg and the za'atar butter is really one of my favorite recipes. But moving on into different seasons, I always have a favorite then. So.
It also seems like a fun process for the both of you and your team kind of developing these recipes. It must always just smell good in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody asked us the other day, well, what have you learned about each other in this process of writing a book? And we were like, huh, that's a great question. We're going to, keep sorting that out. Yeah.
Love it. Well, so as you mentioned, Eamon, you break up the book by season, a collection of recipes with a story about what's happening on the farm during that season. So spring officially starts on Friday. What's happening on the farm right now as we're transitioning to a new season?
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been particularly warm. And so a lot of the things that would still be dormant or just beginning are now like getting into full production. Like asparagus is, in full swing. A lot of the lettuce and strawberries are almost here with us. And so we're getting very excited about moving into spring. And that transition is well underway at the farm right now, for sure.
What do you recommend people be on the lookout for at their next farmer's market?
Oh, definitely new asparagus, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, carrots and new potatoes are really, really good right now. Yeah. And flowers, I should say. Flowers are exploding right now on the farm, and the spring ones are always my favorites.
Yeah, and you brought in a beautiful bouquet. There's also a lot of pizza recipes in the book, too. I would imagine inspired by pizza nights that you have at Full Belly. What are pizza nights? It's not just for the two of you to have a pizza night. I mean, you actually share this with others. How did that come about?
So one of our first weddings we did at the farm, this couple was like, oh, we really want to do pizzas for like an appetizer. And we didn't have a pizza oven. And I kind of just signed Eamon up. I was like, oh, he's really good at building things, first of all. Like he's very... he's ingenious. And I was like, I think we could just build one. How hard can it be? And so then I told Eamon after the fact, like, oh, by the way, in a year, we have to have a pizza oven for this wedding. And he did. He did. We found this really cool old trailer. He pulled it out of the creek and we built this pizza oven on top of it. And then we kind of started developing more and more, you know, our dough and how we did it. And then we built a second pizza oven. And then, you know, we started doing pizza nights not that long ago, a couple years ago. And we've found that it's just become such a great gathering space. Like where we live, there's not really other restaurants or places for people to gather. And so it's really nice once a month to create this space where, you know, people from Davis, Sacramento, all the farmers markets, and then also just our local community can just be on the lawn, put a blanket down, get to know each other. It's been a really cool.
And enjoy some good pizza.
And enjoy some good pizza. and some ice cream.
Yeah. What could go wrong? I mean, it sounds like such a special thing, you know, having this farm now for 40 years. Eamon, you've been there since the beginning as a baby, now a husband and a parent with your own family. How does it feel to just continue this tradition on for generations?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, my parents are still very much involved in the farm and the business and the day-to-day operations, and we're so thankful that they're still there and able to, you know, guide us. But I think that my hope is that my kids will, you know, take some appreciation for the farm and for good food and, you know, a life lived, you know, producing, you know, amazing produce on a farm. So I think for me, it's just that continuing that generational change and shift towards something that's, you know, a life well lived.
Yeah. Our kids, I mean, we're really lucky to live where we live around so many people who are looking for our produce and looking to support a small family farm. So when my kids started school in Davis, people there, they knew about the farm and they're like, oh, that's so cool. You live at Full Belly Farm. And I think that's really fun for them to be like, oh, it's neat. And it gives them, you know, that sense of like, oh, where I live is cool and other people want to be there. And yeah.
Well, Jenna and Ammon, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Nice to talk to you.
Jenna and Ammon Moeller are two of the owners of Full Belly Farm in Gwinda in the Cape Hay Valley. Their new book, Full Belly Farm and Kitchen, Stories and Recipes from a Family Farm, is out now. They will be hosting a release celebration for the book at the farm this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. We have a link to that event and more on our Insight page. Still ahead, do you know who the mother of civil rights in California is? We're going to find out with the help of the Sacramento History Museum. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.